Drop it.
F-U-T. F-U-T.
Hello, footies. Welcome along to your tri-weekly dose of FIFA Ultimate Team podcasting goodness. We are Foot in Review, powered by footcoaching.com. My name is Dan Wimbush, otherwise known as Wimby. Stay tuned with us over the next 45 minutes or so as we round up the Bundesliga team of the season. We'll run over all of the key cards and what we like and don't like about the side. Plus, there's been some SBC and objective content released to go along with it. And we'll be mopping up the Premier League team of the season stage as well, including an intriguing Player of the Month card as a certain CR7 wins his second Player of the Month card. We'll run over the price of that and whether it's worth doing. Plus, we'll answer your questions in the mailbag. We'll look ahead to this weekend's Weekend League. And unfortunately, there is another EA shambles to talk about, so stay tuned for that. Before I get to my co-host, the wonderful King of the North, Yngvi, just a big thank you to everyone who supports us over at patreon.com/footinreview. That is how you show your financial support, your extra little backing to us over here. We've got a great growing community and we appreciate all of the support we get given, but especially to our Skybox holders. That is the top tier of support. And a big thank you to Reese, Amma, Danielle, and our newest member of the Skybox community, Artyom as well, who has also dabbled in custom tactics. Now, if you are a member of our Patreon, you get access to the Discord. And the Discord is a great place for sharing player reviews, advice, tips. But it's also a place for sharing tactics. And Artyom has shared his 4-3-3 tactics this week, which I will be keen to give a go. He's given a detailed explanation and run through of those. So just another reason to join our fantastic community. Anyway, with the plugs out of the way, let's get into the show. As mentioned, I am joined by the King of the North, Mr. FIFA Database. It is Yngvi. Yngvi, very good evening to you.
Good evening to you.
How are you, my friend? It's been a week. I can't believe it's been only a week since Premier League team of the season. It's felt like a really long week.
Yeah, been slow, really. I was hoping for more stuff to do, etc. But I have been doing lots of the upgrades, but that's pretty much the whole week, and a few SBCs, of course. I had to use some of the duplicates and did SBCs which I didn't think I was going to do, so I probably regret later.
Yeah, it's really tricky because obviously there's such a huge emphasis placed on the Premier League team of the season. There's a big excitement and then we get the team and everyone's rushing to open their packs and then we get the upgrades and everyone's rushing to do those. But then, you know, the week comes to the end and it's, you know, the lights are on and you can see all the litter strewn across the dance floor. You can see where someone's been sick in the corner and you're standing outside in the rain waiting for a taxi. All the buzz is gone and you're just left with the carnage of an empty club and probably, for most of us, not the player you wanted. Did you get the main player you wanted from that Premier League team this season?
No, not really. I got a really good one, of course, but I had hoped to pack Cancelo or Alexander-Arnold, but I didn't get any of those, so I bought Alexander-Arnold in the end and trying to save up for Cancelo, I guess.
But you did manage to pull yourself a little 2.5 million coin card, though, didn't you?
I did get the red pick up Sadio Mane, which of course is a great card. I'm really happy about that. Very unexpected. I also got the red pick up Jota, which I'm also happy with because I think he's a very underrated card. He's really good for me, at least.
Well, look, we'll get into some reviews because I really want to pick your brain over Mane. It's a card that I am eyeing up myself. And we'll get onto that a little bit later where we look at who we'll be reviewing over the weekend and give our thoughts on some of the cards myself and Yngvi have tried over the past week as well. But look, it is Bundesliga team of the season night. The Premier League is in the rearview mirror. It's time to turn our attention to Germany's top division. And Yngvi, whilst not quite as hyped as the Premier League team this season, it is safe to say there are two or three cards in this team that would pretty much walk into most teams, even after Premier League team this season.
Yeah, not the same hype. Premier League is always the most popular one, it seems, and people go crazy when that one is out. But as you said, there are a few decent cards in the Bundesliga team of the season as well, of course. A certain English player, which looks really good. Looks like he's either extinct or I don't know. I haven't seen any on the market yet.
Yep, Jude Bellingham. For those of you who don't know, although, you know, it could have been Omar Richards, former Reading left back, who's backed up a certain Mr. Davies at Bayern Munich. But anyway, Jude Bellingham looks like, to me, the best box-to-box midfielder in this gaming. There will be a debate over a certain Dutch icon and his icon moments card, but I would put this card ahead of Hullet's prime icon moments. I having used his 93 version, which is just unbelievable, this card looks just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's an insane card. The Super Gullit Club with everything over 90 for stats. It's an insane card. It's not the best body type, but as you said, the 93 was great, so I'm pretty sure this one is even better. So the body type on this card, for some reason, doesn't affect him. It's just an insane card, really. But of course, the price is around... well, there was one up for 3.9 million on Xbox, but that one went quite quickly away, and I don't see any on PlayStation and PC Stadia yet, it seems.
So the only key question, though, Ingvi, is 4 million coins. Is this card going to make that big of an impact into your team that it's worth spending an extra 3 million on what it would cost to get his 93?
No, I don't think so. I don't have that kind of coins anyways either, but I still think that the 93 card is more than good enough. Unless you don't know what to do with your coins, then of course you can buy this one. But I think at the moment it's a little bit of a luxury if you buy this card. I think your team must be set in pretty much every other position then, I think.
Yeah, an awful lot. But as I said, if you're tempted at all, you know, to spend that money, I'd very much recommend giving the 93 a go first, because other than perhaps shooting, there is not a lot wrong with that 93 red Future Stars card. And again, that's around 1 million to 800,000 coins, depending on what your console and platform is. I think that will do more than good enough compared to the 96. But look, if you pack him, GG's. It's a fantastic red to get. There's a big then drop off to the next couple of players, Ingvi. One of them is a player that we always expect to be in this team of the season. He always seems to be there. Is Robert Lewandowski. But this is one of the curious ones, because despite being a point lower than his team of the year card, he's actually nearly 1 million coins more on the market. And to me, there's literally one reason why.
I'm so weak foot.
Indeed.
Yeah, the rest is the team of the year is better. It's just that it doesn't have a 5-star weak foot. But of course, the 5-star weak foot is quite nice to have, of course, when you're using a striker. But this Lewandowski card is also one of the players I don't really get on with, because they kind of don't play like they do in real life. So I don't know. It seems like not working for me and my style. So the car looks great, of course. I wouldn't mind packing him. But I don't know if I would. I tried the team of the year one. I couldn't get him scoring much. But I was in draft, of course. It's a strange car for some reason.
Yeah, I'm very much with you. I've tried to use him in the past couple of games and just can't get on with him. Unless, of course, you get the ball to him in the box. And, you know, thereby, I think I could give it to my 14-month-old. And as long as she could hit the shoot button, it would go in. Because, to use a Nick Run the Foot Market quote, he's an auto-shooter, this guy. Literally, tap the shoot button, it's going to go in. That 5-star weak foot is very nice. Does give him that more flexibility. And, you know, not that his 4-star weak foot was exactly that bad, but... again, 1 million coins extra. Again, I think if you're even tempted to buy this card, I would go out and spend 300,000 coins first on the Team of the Year version, which again is plus one in all stats. I know that's not a massive buff, but it is actually, you know, slightly superior pure stats-wise. So just see if you can get a feel for it. I've seen him used in devastating fashion by people that can get the best out of him, but I think this is one of those cards, a bit like Cantona. you know, a bit like a W9 that you kind of have to get used to, and you can't just expect to just... He's not going to be like Mbappe, that you're just going to spam through balls through to, and, you know, he's going to get you a certain amount of goals no matter what your ability level.
That's great, I agree.
Yeah. And the other player who is over a million coins at the moment, he's actually extinct as of the time we record this, about 2 hours after the team's released. A man who I haven't seen at all in this game cycle. He's never had a special card. Have you ever heard of this guy, Nkunku, I think it is, Ingvi?
I've seen a few of his cards.
No, he's not had a special card this year. How could I? You know, I would have seen it, surely.
It's 11 special cards he has now. It's insane. He's had a crazy season. Well, I don't know, 4 player of the month cards, headliner card, and then some man of the match in Champions League, I think, as well. And of course, the two rule breakers one, the SPC you could do and choose one of them. And then 2 informs. So, well, he's had a crazy season. Only thing I didn't like with this card is that he's medium, because he's one of the few medium cards I don't get on with for some reason. I've tried probably 5 different versions of this player in game, and he kind of goes missing all the time, no matter if even I even try to kind of force the ball, but it's so difficult to get into the game for me for some reason. He wrecks me when I face him, but I don't know, it could be the system I'm playing. Doesn't want
to
do the business for me.
Yeah, very much agree. I think the best version of him that I've used is the 88, which I think was the team of the group stage card, maybe. And like you, yeah, I just didn't get on with him. I think for a comparison of a card, and I think the Nkunku is going to be quicker, but if you used the team of the year Jorginho, I think that this card will feel similar. Again, obviously, it's 2 hours since he's been released and I've not used him. But other than the pace, when Nkunku is superior, I think it's going to feel like that. And if you got on with Jorginho, if you've had, you know, used him, his passing was great. Shooting felt nice and crisp. The physicality was okay. But I completely agree with what you just said there, Ingvi. Jorginho, for me, and the reason I ultimately replaced him, even when I was running a pure first owner team, was that in the key moments, he just wasn't where I wanted him to be, unlike, say, a Jude Bellingham future stars that just seems to be in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, it's something with the, I don't know, AI, at least with my tactics and formation, that doesn't work at all for some strange reason, as I said. So, but I've seen people loving the card, so I'm pretty sure they will have lots of fun if they pack him or buy him. So... But I wish that he would have had high workers, and then I think I would have gotten on quite well with him.
Yeah, I mean, they have buffed his weak foot. He's gone up to a 4-4. His latest Player of the Month card and all of his other special cards have been 4-3, so 3-star weak foot, 4-star skills. So that's a nice boost. Again, though, at the moment with it being extinct, this is 1.3 million coins more expensive than his 92-rated player of his latest Player of the Month card, which is out there now. It's basically +4 in just about every category. It's a +5 on the defense and +3 on dribbling. So again, it's quite nice, a bit like Lewandowski really. If you were eyeing up Nkunku, you can just go out and complete his Player of the Month card, you know, cheap at 140-45k. And again, even if you don't like it, that's not, you know, a million miles away from some of the cheapest 92 red fodder. So a good opportunity to, try before you buy on this one. But a lot of hype around Nkunku, obviously great links as well, being French. So I'm sure that'll be another one that people will be eyeing up in reds. But they're the sort of headliner standouts, Ingvi. A player who I thought might be getting more attention, certainly on the market, a man who is going to get a lot of attention in the real world over the summer with his move to Manchester City confirmed this week, Erling Haaland, has got a team of the season card, which was to be expected, but we were a bit unsure whether they would boost his weak foot. The good news is for anyone wanting to use him, he has got that boost. So he's 4-star weak foot, 3-star skills. The key question is, does this make this card now usable, Ingvi?
Well, if you get on with our huge friend, the W9, and then I think this could be a quite similar type of player. Maybe not as good in the air, but a little bit faster on the ground, but quite similar. Because he's huge in game as well. He's like 6'4". Unique body type looks really funny when he runs, which is quite cool. And the finishing, I've used the rule breaker one, I think it is. Yeah, 90 rated one. I used him in draft, and if you got the ball on his left foot, it was a goal pretty much inside the box and just around outside the box as well. Crazy shooting. So this could be an interesting card to try at least. Looks very good though.
Yeah, I just wonder, again, I think if you're looking to buy this card, my suspicion is that he's going to drop. I mean, most cards drop from their opening night. He's hovering around about the 700 to 800k mark, depending on which console. You just think that the 3-star skills is going to hold him back. As much as, you know, you talk about, you know, we just talked about it with Robert Lewandowski in a, you know, an auto shooter kind of category. Yeah. This card, certainly that, and the weak foot boost helps. But that 3-star skills combined with that height means if you're looking to sort of pull off little intricate moves around, you know, a packed defense, someone playing, say, 4-2-3-1, this card just might let you down for that price.
Yeah, I think so too. You're probably getting better options, much cheaper. It's probably more like, I wouldn't say it's meta, but it would be fun to use if you like game in real life as well and want to try something a little bit different. I think you could, if you can get this card going, then you would surprise quite a lot of players, because that's not a card that you're going to be used to face in the champs playoffs and stuff like that. But if you skill a lot, then this card is not too hard for you, I guess.
Yeah, one of those perfect examples of a card you'd love to pack but wouldn't like to take the gamble of paying the money for. So I think one of the key things that stood out from the Premier League teams this season was the, you know, insane value that we got. You know, the way the prices just crashed across the board for very usable, and, you know, you're talking 7-8 out of 10 quality players in the Premier League. And the same is already happening for this Bundesliga team of the season. So we do actually have one more card over $1 million, which is Joshua Kimmich, who is very close to that Hullet Gang plus. It's only really the 84 shooting and the 88 passing that's stopping him having all 90s. But apart from that, I said, you then drop off to around the $500,000 mark and below. Alphonso Davies, 500k, not a particular surprise. They're one of the best left-backs in the game consistently. It's just his links that have always held him back. And then, Ingvi, you've got a raft of other players that I think are all really usable, but really cheap. And this is on opening night as well. You've got Thomas Muller at less than 200k. This is Xbox prices. This is Diaby, who's been given a boost to 4-star, 3-star. He's 280. And Dicker, the centre-back, he's at 350k. Neuer's less than 100k in goal. You've got Florian Wirtz, one of the most highly touted prospects as well, coming in less than $500,000 as well. And you've got a raft of subs. Frimpong with 99 pace at right back, 100k. Schlotterbeck, 88 pace centre back, 90k. Kostic, 50k. And he's been given a weak foot boost. His 2-star weak foot has now morphed into 3. And you've got Raum as well, a left back. So out of the rest, again, who would you be liking to see in your Reds? Who would you like to get?
I think Muller could surprise a few people as well, because he's got 4-star skill moves now. But Bellingham I could fit and get him full camp. But if I was going to go for a super sub, I wouldn't mind packing that Diaby card. He's usually very fun to use. And, I think Bellingham, Diaby, and maybe... Maybe Haaland, just for fun.
Yeah, Diaby, I packed one of his informs, and even though he had that two-star weak foot, he's gone up to 4-4 now. I'll just double check that, but
2-star, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, 2-star is a rule breaker. I had that for a while, and a crazy fun card.
Yeah, even with the 2-star weak foot, I was running a little bit of a mini Bundesliga side for a while. And we talked about this on last week's show about fake pace and genuine pace. This is a genuine pace card that will burn off defenders and will burst through. So especially, you know, as you mentioned, a super sub, this guy can do it. And with that boost as well, I think this is an undervalued card, I think, so far. And Dicker,
I just need to say the rule breaker, Diaby as well, he felt so much stronger than he had, like, I think, 48 strength, but he felt like he had 19 situations where he shouldn't get away with the ball, but he just kept his ground and managed to get through. So this one was whooping 60 strength. So it should be really fun card. It looks really good.
Absolutely. And Dicker had a fantastic, I think it was a Future Stars card.
Yeah.
Great centre back, the ideal, you know, medium attacking, high defensive work rate, 6'4", 87 acceleration, 92 sprint speed, French, so it links in really well. Again, a great option there. Wirtz, tempting little option at CAM. Of course, we've just seen a raft of good CAMs with the likes of Phil Foden and Bernardo Silva come out. So again, he's in very much that mould. He looks like he's going to have fantastic left stick dribbling with that 99. Pace with a 98 acceleration as well is going to help. You probably won't be able to get away with using him as a box-to-box just because the defensive side of the card is just a little bit too weak, even with a shadow. 59 interceptions in particular, not going to do you many favours. Although 70 defensive awareness, actually, so... You know, you might just be able to, but I think he'd go missing at key times. He's only got medium defensive work rate as well compared to high attacking. As you mentioned, Thomas Muller, always an underrated card. The high work rates, again, his defensive stats might just let him down. Well, they do let him down. Only 57 defensive awareness. So again, unless you're running these CAM-only options, this is where... employing the likes of Muller, Wirtz, Foden, Bernardo Silva does become tricky. And as I said, a few other fringe options around. So anything else to bring up on the actual team before we delve into the SBCs?
No, it's a nice selection. Neuer, he was in the community one as well, wasn't he?
He got a 5-star skill move.
Yeah, correct. At the birthday.
For birthday, that's it.
Yeah. And I faced the team of the season card, and it's been really annoying to face because it's been really good. So that could be an interesting option for a good goalkeeper. I think he was going to be underrated as well because of his in Bundesliga. He was really good when I faced him, so which is good.
Absolutely. If you were to pack one of these lovely cards and wanted to supplement them, well, EA have delivered for you. Well, kind of. Evie, we have had a flashback SBC release. It's a FIFA favourite, but unfortunately, this card not living up to past glories.
Mr. Schuler?
I was talking about Witzel. But,
we can do Witzel first, of course. I was kind of guessing you were going for the Bundesliga. Bayern München one. But Witzel, he's a flashback favorite. He had one last year, and I think he had one year before. So that's a very popular card. Usually very fun card to use as well. But once again, with the medium work rate, it's kind of destroys this. That card this year. I used the 87 Winter Wild Cards version, and he was one of the gone missing cards as well, even with the unique body type. So, it's not expensive, but I think it'll be easy skip for me at least.
Yeah, the pace, you have to put a shadow on this card. And I think he's certainly usable. But again, for a CDM, you like to see that, you know, the medium high combination, medium not doing a lot for you. 6'1", you could possibly get away with this playing this card at centre back if you're playing a three at the back formation. Certainly got a nice sort of rounded skill set, but I think the problem with SBCs like this, Ingvi, is when we're at this stage of the game cycle, you know, being average and being decent just doesn't really cut it anymore, does it?
It would be nice to have if it was released during Team of the Year. Then it would be a really good card. But as you said, I think he probably better as a centre back as well, with the stats he has.
Yeah, it reminds me a little bit of a slightly slower Fernandinho. The pace is actually very similar on those two cards, and Witzel actually shades the overall stats. So again, sort of reminds me of that card. So if you've done that card or you use that card, a good point of comparison. Though Fernandinho has the better work rates, obviously, and being Premier League and no longer available, so it's not too much point dwelling on that. Speaking of players that won't be around forever. You mentioned him. Mr. Sula has got another card. Talk us through that one.
Yeah, he got a flatback objectives card. It doesn't say what he got flashback for, but he's 92 rated now, and he has a showdown card, which is 90 rated already. And there's four sections to do. One of them has token for the team of season swaps, so maybe keep that in mind. You need to score 3 goals outside the box in the live foot friendly Bundesliga best, and of course you get some packs and 300 XPs for doing this as well. And you need to assist 4 goals using defenders in that mode, and you need to win 4 matches, and the last one is score using German players in 10 separate matches in the live foot friendly Bundesliga best. And you need to have 11 Bundesliga players starting exactly, but so you can have whatever type of substitute you want. You can use your favorite players as a substitute. It has to be minimum 5 clubs and minimum 5 countries and maximum 1 loan. So hopefully you have a few Bundesliga special cards in your club to use, because I've seen quite a high difference in the team. Some of them with non-inform, completely out of position as well, and then some really stacked Bundesliga teams. So you'll have a little bit of a challenge if you don't have some decent players trying to unlock this card.
Yeah, that's why I always think it's slightly cheeky for EA to put tokens in things like this, because, you know, if you're not someone that's stocked at a deep side, you can spend a lot longer trying to get these token compared to someone that, say, that, you know, either runs just a Bundesliga team or has like a stacked squad. So again, it's the haves and haves nots. Decent looking card all round. Again, I think a bit like Witzel, it's definitely not going to let you down. It's certainly, you know, in line with the, you know, the average of the power curve at the moment. But I look at this card and I compare it to Ndicka, and it's not even close who I'd want to pick. And we're talking about an Ndicka card that's, you know, 450k on PlayStation, 350k on Xbox and dropping.
Yeah, this card has the high and stocky body type as well, so he's a little bit strange to use in game as well. Kind of strange behavior for some reason. But he's really strong on the tackle, at least the showdown was. But he felt really heavy, and the agility balance is a bit low. Same with dribbling. But of course, if you pack a red untradeable Alphonso Davies, of course, this is a cheap option to at least get a strong link in your team.
Yeah, I don't like the passing. The passing is poor. You mentioned the agility and balance needing work. The composure at 86 isn't ideal either. Reaction's okay at 90. Yeah. So again, a good card, one that you could certainly plug in. And look, it's a free card that will only take up your time. So yeah, if you did pack Alphonso Davies, or, you know, you packed Neuer, or maybe you're looking for a partner for Ndicka, certainly an option. But I do not see this one as a must-do that you'll be gutted if you miss out on. And exactly, I think it's safe to say, can be said for Mr. Grifo, who is your squad battles SBC team of the season this, not SBC, objective player this week.
And you can unlock in rivals as well, but you need to score 8 goals with players with minimum 4-star skill moves and squad battles on professional, minimum, or rivals. And then you assist 8 goals with through balls using Bundesliga players in squad battles or rivals. This is world-class difficulty then. Bundesliga, score using Bundesliga players in 5 separate squad battle matches on professional difficulty or in rivals. And then you have Nod to the Nation, win 8 matches in squad battle matches on professional difficulty with 11 Italian players in your starting squad or in rivals. And this one has a cheeky token as well. So kind of at least need to do this in squad battles. Or I don't know, I think I'll use 11 Italian players in rivals at the moment.
Yeah, not the place if you want to be trying to grind your way towards elite to be doing this one. I mean, as a card, you know, you put a dead eye on this card and it's, you know, rated a 95 rated left wing or right winger. Again, the medium, not fantastic. 4-star, 3-star, meh. Okay. It does have the outside the foot shot trait and the flare trait, which I like. The acceleration at 95 as a base point is nice as well. So, again, a really nice option. It's a shame he's not a central card, though, as you would have had a really nice, strong link for Mr. Cali, Caligari.
Yeah, he's medium as well, and 3-star weak foot.
Yeah. So, again, there's a token on the line. If you find yourself with a bit of free time this week, again, a free piece of 9 to red fodder with the token on the line as well. Definitely a nice little option, and we still have at least one set of icon swaps as well. So always say if you know you've got a bit of time, remember as well the squad battles rewards have been juiced. There are picks on the line for getting certain ranks as well. So it's you know, we all have our issues with staying awake in squad battles, but look, if you put the time in, it might well pay out in the long run. So that wraps up tonight's fresh Bundesliga team of the season related content, Ingvi. But, you know, since Wednesday's show, we have had a few last embers from the Premier League team of the season, including the under 23 selection SBC.
Kulusevski. Dejan Kulusevski playing for Tottenham Hotspurs. That's also an interesting choice. I think quite a lot of West Ham supporters are very disappointed it wasn't a certain Bowen getting this SBC, which I can understand. So, card is not bad, but if when you have the soccer card from objectives, then this is kind of a waste, I guess.
Yeah, just a card that, again, is there. I mean, the Premier League isn't blessed with the most amazing depth at right midfield, so there, you know, there's a decent reason to say that, and of course, lots of people would have been picking up Heung-min Son. So you know, you can play him on 7-chem and give him an option. There was, of course, the Harry Kane SBC as well, which we'll talk about a little bit later because I've completed that one. But again, this card very much falling into the meh category. You know, I don't think there's actually a great deal between him and Grifo. Being completely honest, I think the work rates on this card are better, and the 4-star, 4-star certainly helps as well. Left footer playing on the right, so if you're used to using the likes of Mo Salah, you know, cutting in like that to curl one home, you might well get on with this card. But again, I find it hard to sort of, you know, a player with no traits other than flair as well, I find it hard, Ingvi, to sort of really go out and say to people this is a must-do either.
It's not super great value for coins. It's decently priced, but as I said, when you if you did the soccer card objective, then this is a waste to get unless you need a Swedish link for Zlatan, win the wildcard one or something.
Still not sure if I've ever actually faced that Zlatan winter wildcard.
I think once maybe.
I think it's like that the Harry Kane rule breakers card last year that was just so expensive and so rare you never actually tend to face it. So yeah, Kulusevski's out there. Again, decent options to be looking for a right winger, but yeah, again, definitely not on the must-do list. And talking about you know, must do, must not do, a really divisive player of the month card that's come out, Yngvi, a certain Cristiano Ronaldo card, which ordinarily, of course, everyone would be rushing out to go and complete. But this one, yeah, it's dividing opinion. Talk us through the pros and cons here.
Well, it's if you have lots of fodder and you can do them very cheap, of course, you get a very good Ronaldo card very cheap as well. And of course, it's more than usable still with the custom animations and very good stats. 94 rated. If you compare him to the birthday one, it's quite similar. Of course, the birthday one has Christ of Wakefoot, of course, big plus. But if you have the ones to watch card and tradable, I wouldn't upgrade, to be honest. But if you really want a Cristiano Ronaldo card, then this is not too badly priced and should be more than usable for a while as well.
Yeah, look, I faced him last night in Rivals and the man took me apart. He was banging them in from long range. I was trying to close down as quick as I could, but, you know, in the right hands, this is a deadly card. The usual drawbacks associated with the Cristiano Ronaldo card. Again, the passing hasn't really been boosted that much. It's still just 80 on the long passing front. So you're going to want to give an engine to boost, again, the other sort of major flaw, which is the balance. But like we talked about with Lewandowski earlier, just an automatic shooter, this guy. Again, get him the ball in the box or anywhere near the box, and he's going to find the back of the net. The pace, not amazing, but once he gets clear, he does tend to stay clear. But is 800k to do this at the moment, is that a fair price, or should EA maybe have lowered things a little?
All the good links, I think it's a fair price. Yeah, of course, he gets a strong link to Shota, which is an amazing card. So even that is just 500k of price. So I think it's a fair price.
Yeah, and this is a card that will be around for, I said, 30 days. So, look, if you're saving packs, you know, a lot of people have still got packs to open from the warm-up series. And, you know, people are still working through icon swaps as well. I think we'll have the second set of icon swaps out as well. So, if you're looking for a more than decent striker, this is certainly one to complete. I've completed him today. And I'm looking forward to using him. I've now got the fantastic selection dilemma of choosing between R9's mid card, this CR7, and the Harry Kane team of the season SBC. So it's going to be interesting to see who wins that battle. But yeah, go on.
You can maybe use Harry Kane as box to box.
Could do. Then I'll have to get rid of Bellingham. So this is very much first world problems for me and my team.
Good problems, though.
Exactly. Definitely a good one. And look, it's really nice to have. I mean, Cristiano Ronaldo, he's not the, you know, last year, I think he was the meta card last year. I think he was over Neymar and Mbappe and Messi. This year, I think he's definitely behind Mbappe. I think he's, who would you rather have, this card or the team of the year, Messi?
Those are quite different players. I think I would actually have Messi then.
Okay.
For fun, much more fun card. And if you put him central, he's going to bang in goals as well. And he's more nimble. And if the gameplay is bad, I would rather have a nimble player keeping between the bad gameplay than a big, strong striker, from my style, at least.
And there you go, which is why, again, he's slightly fallen down the pecking order of the big sort of four or five cards. But it's always nice to have one in your club. If you are someone that employs crosses and things like that, he's fantastic set pieces as well. So definitely one that's worth working towards. Of course, bear in mind that we are getting to that point of the year where the big icon SBCs are more than likely just, you know, around the corner. So, you know, if you're holding out for, you know, an R9 or a Hullet or a Ronaldinho, maybe you might want to save your fodder for this, because, again, there are lots of great Team of the Season cards and other SBCs that will do a similar job, not quite Cristiano Ronaldo levels, but similar jobs for much less. So, again, maybe just have a little think about your sort of long-term strategy and where you want to put your fodder. But if you end up with a few dupes, certainly worth beavering away at some of the lesser squads to then sort of make your mind up. Some good packs in return as well on this SBC, so sort of negates the cost a little bit as well. And again, I think, Ingvi, that just about wraps up content.
Yep.
The next thing that I wanted to get onto as we rattle through this show is just, you know, we touched on it at the start of the show, but just your general sort of experience with the Premier League upgrade grind. Did you think it was worth it? Or did you sort of look back when it was all done and say, actually, for the cost of what I was doing, it wasn't really worth it?
I've had some very nice pack for once during the Premier League team of season. For me, it was worth it. It completely changed my team. So I've packed, I think, 8 of the Premier League team of season cards. So for me, it's been worth it. Lots of the upgrade ones gave so many good high-rated cards as well. Now, maybe not on just the team of season card, but also the non-informed cards as well that was available. So made me do lots of SBCs as well that I didn't think I was able to do. So for me, it was worth it. And of course, the red picks were great as well. So
did you settle on a particular plan of attack? Because this year, you know, we're used to seeing in previous years the, you know, the premium upgrade, which did return, where you get 12 players, 3 of which are rare. And there used to be one where you would get 3 players and 1 rare. Now this year, EA really sort of switched it around with a 75 plus overall pick, an 80 plus Premier League pick, the premium upgrade as well. Which route did you go down, or did you sort of mix it up?
I did mostly the premium 12 player pack, and then the 80 rated player picks. Those were the ones I usually went with most of the time. Just a few of the 75 player picks. I don't think I got a few 84s from that, but I think I did maybe 5 in total of those. So most of them were the 80 plus player picks.
Yeah, I stuck mostly to the premium upgrade, and I think for value for money, I think in the long run that one pays off more. I did hit a couple of team of the season, nothing major. I think I hit a Rodri and maybe a Declan Rice from that. I just thought that the value for money on the 80 plus pick really wasn't worth it. Certainly from the ones I did, although again, you know, looking through our Discord and others, that did seem to pay out for other people. I did see a few people packing Van Dijk's and Son's and things like that. But barely saw, you know, anywhere, you know, Ronaldo's, Salah's, Mane's. These cards, every year, you kind of con yourself into thinking that they're just one upgrade pick away. But actually, the drop rate on these cards is so horrifically low.
That's true. I don't think I've seen anyone get Salah from or Mane from the 80 plus ones. I think I saw one get Cristiano Ronaldo. And the other ones popped up quite regularly. And I've seen many getting the Alisson card, of course. Yeah. A few Rodri's, quite a lot of those. I think I got 2 of those, 2 Rodri's.
Yeah.
So, I got Bruno Fernandes as well, so.
Yeah. It's certainly been one of the most accessible team of the seasons. And again, yeah. I think that's why, you know, the prices were so low. I think for as much as people, you know, weren't massively happy with EA making rewards harder to come by, I think the fact that most people saw 6 options in their red picks, there was at least one player that would make it into a team or onto the bench for everybody, which compared to previous years where you would get that red pick, and, you know, you'd be faced with, you know, 3 players from the, you know, say the Saudi League and 1, you know, of the lesser Premier League players to choose from. At least this gave you an option to pick someone. And because it was only a 15-man squad as well, there were only a couple. It was only facts. I would say that Rodri was the only card in that team this season that didn't have some use.
Yeah, I agree. But Master and friend John, he really likes the Rodri card, so it seems like he's more than usable as well. So there's, 15 usable cards to get. So That's really good. I don't think that's ever happened before, even 14. So that's like 3, 4, 5 maybe. Then that's been maximum. But pretty much all of the other these cars are usable in any type of teams, and some really, really high rate great cars as well.
Yeah, John's a bit like Tommy though. That man would be able to get the most out of any card. And in fact, John joins us in the Discord live chat, which again, you get access to if you are a member of our Patreon. He said he agrees. He says there was not a single bad card in that team. Hippo as well shared his thoughts. He said, I had an insane Tuesday packing Son, KDB and Cancelo. That just made me chase the big boys even harder to no avail. And I very much with you there, Hippo. I hit a couple of the lesser ones and just thought, one more upgrade, and they just never came. And you end up decimating your club of golds. But it's that age-old question, isn't it? If you don't buy a ticket, you can't win the raffle. But then you sit there and you know, you're struggling to do other SBCs, and that's exactly the way that EA want you to do it. They want you to be chasing the dream so you will empty your club, and they will dangle just enough carrots to keep you going. So again, it'll be interesting to see what they do with the rest of the league SBCs. Again, we saw the upgrades on Monday, I believe. So a few days to wait if you're going to be chasing the Bundesliga players. But again, I think from a market point of view, the cost of rares and commons shot up during those upgrades. So again, if you've got a little bit of time to do some planning tonight, especially while people are ripping a few packs, I'd go and try and stock up as best you can if you are going to be chasing. And finally, well, almost finally, Yngwie, there was another on the long and increasingly growing list of EA woes this week. Talk us through that.
Yeah, we had the news when just before Dino Scene started that we would get a 48-hour extension to Foot Champs because it started a few hours later in the evening and was supposed to end on Wednesday morning this week, and it ended on Tuesday morning. So I've read a few content creators having to sit and play half the night from Tuesday to be able to finish the matches. So that was very unfortunate. I don't know what happened there, because I know several people that said that, okay, yeah, this is wrong. It's supposed to end on Wednesday, and the info was fed back, I think, first time on Friday, just after weekend started. And I think I put it forward on Saturday as well, and a few more times. But I don't know why they couldn't just extend it. Maybe there was something in the code that made it impossible to extend the weekend league. But yeah, I think that's a little bit bad. And the compensation, I don't know if I want to talk about that.
Yes, I mean, good friend Chris, Grandpapa Mac, picked up on this and wanted us to share our thoughts with it. So EA FIFA Direct Communications said they'll go away and try and work on this. And anyway, they came back with and said, due to the final scheduling error, players who qualified for last week's finals will receive 1,500 Foot Champions qualification points next week following the completion of the current Foot Champions finals. Additionally, early next week, we'll be releasing an objective in-game containing an untradeable Prime Gold Players Pack and 3,000 XP. I know what I think of that compensation, if you want to call it that, but before I tee off, Yngwie?
They could have made it really easy. They could just have... For me, I would be happy with, okay, you get a free week champs token to use when you want, and then you get a Premier League red player pick for as compensation. Done.
Yeah. It's
quite easy and fair, I think.
I think, one of the things, and this goes back to all of the other shambles that we've had this year from EA. There's no consistency, is there? There is no... You can't predict the compensation they're going to give. And who it's going to apply to and why. And I'm sorry, this is, if you're someone that had been, you know, planning to try, this is the most eagerly anticipated weekend league almost, you know, certainly one of the top three of the year. And, you know, someone maybe who's thought, okay, you know, I'm going to leave my games till the, you know, the last day, and now they've missed out on a chance of packing, you know, the red of their dreams. This is, what, an untradeable Prime Gold Players pack where those players aren't even available.
Yeah, it's too late as well. So, and you have to do some kind of objective thing to be able to get the pack and the XP as well. So, hopefully something really easy, but still, it's not good enough.
Yeah. For me. As I said, make the objective, like you said, with a red pick in it.
Yeah.
That's the easiest and fairest way to do it.
Yeah, change the Prime Gold Players pack and just make it one Premier League red pick.
Yeah, one of, and even if you make it, you know, you want to stitch it up, be one of three, fine.
Yeah,
just one of three.
Fine.
And nobody would complain. And look, giving the people the points back, that is sensible and that is smart. Because again, if you only got a few games in and having to go through the slog of rivals again is not particularly fair. So, you know, GG's on that bit. But the other half of it is just, it's not good enough and it's really tight. And considering they were handing out free tradable baby icon, you know, giving people free baby Pelés earlier in this game cycle, shows that they don't really care massively about the impact that it's had on the market. Whatever. Hopefully they'll tighten their ship when they come to launch EAFC in July of 2023.
Something like that, yeah.
Yes. For more on that, by the way, please check out Wednesday's show with John Amar. And I'm really good, and Chris, of course, for on that. They've delved deep into the pros and cons of that. The only one thing I wanted to add on that, Ingvi, actually, was I know people were talking about, will people follow the new game? Just remember the example of Football Manager and Championship Manager that split off around 2004. And lots of people, you know, Championship Manager continued under a new developer, and that game very quickly died off. Whereas the developers, Sports Interactive, of course, founded Football Manager, and it's a game that continues and is very, very popular to this day. So I have no doubt that the game will continue to survive.
So too.
Absolutely. And just on the topic, briefly, of the compensation, John, again, said there should be an overview where they explain the error and the compensation better, like they do when handing out bans. 100%, 10% agreed. Absolutely.
Pitch note for it or something like that.
More transparency, the better. But again, they just seem to be very reluctant to deal with us directly for whatever reason. I don't know. It's exactly the same as, you know, when we had the icon pack fiasco, and only people that, you know, packed an icon moments in that medium prime pick were given them. Whereas if you opened it and got three primes, you weren't given compensation. And, you know, they didn't address whether that pack probabilities had changed and things like that. All they needed to say on that occasion was, look, your odds were unaffected, that's why you haven't got a compensation. But again, they didn't, so they just leave us in the dark. And I've said it till I'm blue in the face, and I don't want to waste time on it, but until they get serious, genuine competition, things like this will just keep happening. They don't have to make us that happy, because where are people going to go? No one's going to quit playing this game because Weekend League ended early. You know, it might be the final straw for a small, very small number of players, but overall, no one's going to care about this. But if there was a great other game out there, then maybe they'd go across and say, you know what, stuff this, I'll move over. But anyway, look, let's move on to the final bit of today's show. And, you know, John mentioned some of the changes we'll be making to the show, which includes, you know, the video version of the show going up on Spotify, as well as on YouTube as well, for you to check out. Of course, if you are a member of the Patreon, again, patreon.com/footinreview, you'll get the audio version of this show within minutes of it finishing. And of course, if you're a member of the Patreon, you can listen in live, as we've heard the likes of John and Hippo doing tonight. But anyway, the rest of you will get to watch it as a video or as an audio podcast sort of the next morning. And one of the things that we're keen to do is review players a bit more. And just quickly, John will be trying, he will be hosting Monday's show, and he's going to be trying out Bruno Fernandes, Declan Rice, Trent Alexander-Arnold, and your man, Ingvi, Diego Jota. So he'll be giving his in-depth thoughts. But again, we teased it at the very top of the show. You were lucky enough to get Red Sadio Mane. He is one of the most expensive players. As you won't be on Monday's show, do you care to give us a quick review on Mane? Is it worth the hype, and has that five-star weak foot made the big difference?
Well, his five-star skill moves are not weak foot, so...
Sorry, five-star...
Maybe not.
Sorry, the five-star skill moves.
Well, if you skill, then of course it's a crazy card to use, because he pulls off the skill moves so nicely, and he's so agile and fast. And I was very surprised with his passing and crossing as well. I've used him both wide and as a striker. And I think he's probably the best winger in the game for me. I've used the prime Ronaldinho, and I've used the inform Neymar and players like that as wingers. But I think this one is better than all of them. Maybe not as good as... He's very good as striker as well, but I think his best position is wide, and he can cut inside, and he's going to be lethal because his shooting is so good. And if you skill as well and in for a treat, you can score some crazy goals with him.
What is his shooting like? Because again, I think that was, you know, you mentioned why maybe not as a striker. Is it the shooting that holds him back from that role?
Not the shooting. Well, if his right foot is very little, but maybe when he has to turn quickly and use his weak foot, he's not as clinical as a Jota, for example. I feel like Jota is more clinical with both feet than Mane, but Mane, of course, is much quicker. But I don't know. Maybe I think the attacking runs of Mane is better when he plays wide than he plays central. That's probably a better way to explain it. No. He gets a much, much better position when he starts out wide going inside than when he's inside. Maybe if you put him as a striker and drift wide, he will be better. But for me, he crazy runs when he was running from outside to inside to the box than when he was kind of centrally and didn't have any other instruction than stay central and get in behind. Then he got in a few less good position, probably the way to say it.
Worth the price tag then? 3 to 3.5 million?
Well, if you want the best wing in the game that can score goals and do skill moves, then yes. He's crazy good. It's just an insane card. And you can switch play with him as well because of the 98 vision. He has 84 long passing, but it feels much better in game as well. So, and the high aggression of 90 as well help him a lot. He wins back. If he loses the ball, he wins them back quite quickly as well. So 99 reactions is very nice. And he scores a lot of headers for me on back post when he's wide. 99 jumping, 99 heading accuracy.
Like it. I really want this card, but I don't think I'm going to be able to afford 3 million coins for him.
You can maybe try him if you want on my account.
Oh, there we go. Well, don't say that out loud. EA will shut us down.
You can come to Norway and try him.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah. I'll hop over. I think after the week I've had here, I might well need a trip to Norway.
Yeah, I think so.
Tough week in the Wimbush household. But enough of that. I just wanted to very quickly just give some thoughts on Harry Kane SBC. Now, I wish I'd had the chance to do this before he expires. In fact, does he expire tomorrow? I'm just going to very quickly check that one out as we sit here and record this. Yes, he doesn't expire till tomorrow. Tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Now, if you had any other Premier League side and you're looking for a striker, get this card done. I was super, super surprised by how good this card was. I had a couple of high-rated dupes. Was looking for someone to put them. I was curious to try this card and thought, you know what, I'll do it. I was already using Suarez's Team of the Season card, which, you know, I thought was very good. But I thought, you know, I'll give this one a go because I'd bought that Suarez card and I thought, if this is, you know, anywhere near, then I can sell it. And he's not, in fact, he's surpassed my expectations. And I just think as a support striker, this guy is brilliant. The passing is just brilliant on this card. You know, you chuck an engine on him and it's basically 99s across the board. He is able to find his strike partner all of the time. His finishing is brilliant. Yes, the pace isn't in that elite tier, but everything else is just so crisp. And the main thing is that he doesn't feel clunky either. He is very agile and nimble in the box. He's got that 5-star weak foot, the 4-star skills as well. I think this is one of those SBCs that a lot of people turn their nose up because he had that flashback earlier in this game cycle that wasn't very well received. But whatever they've tweaked, they fixed the flaws in that card. And I definitely recommend you going out and getting them if you've got a Premier League side. Or even if you're not and you're looking for someone to put the fodder. It's a tough one between him and Cristiano Ronaldo. But I think overall, this card has got far more utility. You can play him at cam. You can play him at striker. And, you know, Ingvi, even as you sort of joked earlier, I don't think you would do the worst job in the world either as a box-to-box card. Similar to kind of how flashback Wayne Rooney was used by a few people last year. So, yeah, look, if you've, you know, got that fodder and you're looking for that striking option and you missed out on one of the big boys from, you know, packing, you know, a Salah or a Mane, I would very much encourage you to get this Harry Kane card done.
Yeah, it looks really good. 5-star weak foot helps as well, of course, and 4-star skill moves. So with so many 99s in all the right places as well. Great versatile card.
And it's just nice for one of the, you know, the best strikers in the world right now to get a card that's actually usable and that delivers on it. So look, if you're a Son owner, if you're thinking of doing Kulusevski as well, again, go out and do this card. I can't recommend it enough. And yeah, I guarantee you won't be disappointed. As far as I'm concerned, you certainly won't be disappointed. So if you have a differing opinion, again, send them into our socials at Foot in Review. Be more than happy to discuss the pros and cons of that. But look, Ingvi, I think we've talked enough. People have got Team of the Season to go crack on with. Lots of things to do. But before we go, again, a big thank you to all our patrons at patreon.com/footinreview. Again, go give your support. It means a huge amount to us running this show, and it does help us sort of upgrade to the next step. Lots of other goodies available as well. We've had things like the Community Cup, of course. We had the Masterclass series, custom tactics, lots of goodies as well. And on that note as well, you might have seen John's 433 variant going up on the Foot in Review YouTube channel. If you've not already subscribed, please, please, please go and do that. We need to get to 100 subscriptions to custom name that channel, and for me to be able to just say, go to youtube.com/footinreview. Cost you nothing to subscribe. So even if you've got an old second account, third account knocking around, please just log into it and give that a subscription. And then once we get to the 100, if you don't like it, you know, you can feel free to cancel. So yeah, patreon.com/footinreview, and go check out the YouTube channel as well. Of course, on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, you can, give us that 5-star review. Very much helps us out and helps us take to the next level. But Ingvi, where can people follow you during the week?
I'm on Twitter at FKinoni. Of course, I'm on EA forums at LittleOn95 and on our great Discord at LittleOn95.
Yeah, I'm at Wimby on Twitter. And late breaking news before we go as well. John, Mr. Foot Coaching himself. And again, I should say, if you want to take your game to the next level and you can't afford 3 million coins for Mane, go check out footcoaching.com. They will take your game to the next level, not just for this FIFA. You know, people might be thinking, oh, well, FIFA, you know, this FIFA's nearly over. The skills and the techniques that John, Aaron and the guys teach you transcend beyond just this FIFA. They will help you across any football game, across any FIFA or EAFC and beyond. So please go check that out. But John has also said that once we hit 100 subscriptions on that Foot in Review YouTube channel, we're going to draw 3 Foot in Review t-shirts for those subscribing. So there you go.
Awesome.
What more can we say? What more can we say? Only one thing left to do, Ingvi, before this show returns on Monday with John and, I'm sure, a guest or two. What have we got left to do? We are going to drop it.
Drop it.
F-U-T. F-U-T. F-F-F-F-U-T.
F-U-T. T.
T.
In the view. F-U-T.